This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO jets may be heading to Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told CNN that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against Russia's onslaught.
We are working with Poland as we speak to see if we can backfill anything that they provide to the Ukrainians. We very much support them, providing MiGs, Sus, planes that Ukrainians can fly.
A third round of peace talks are in the works for the combatants today. At least seven people are dead, two of them children younger than five, after multiple tornadoes swept across central and southwest Iowa this past weekend. Six of the fatalities came from the Madison County area just southwest of Des Moines. The National Weather Service received 42 reports of tornadoes in the south central and southwest portion of the Hawkeye State. The tornadoes were worse than forecasters predicted. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The will of the Ukrainian people is something President Putin may have miscalculated before invading Ukraine.
Senator Marco Rubio says Russian President Vladimir Putin is engaged in a conflict he can't win.
He is now engaged in a conflict where he's either going to have a costly military victory followed by a costly occupation that he can't afford, or he's going to get caught in a long-term military quagmire.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican explaining that Putin will see an economic freefall on the home front if one of two outcomes from his ongoing invasion of Ukraine happens. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A long line of semi-trucks, recreational vehicles, and cars were circling Washington, D.C. on Sunday. They're in town to protest and demand the end of all coronavirus pandemic-related restrictions by the Biden administration. The People's Convoy of around 1,000 vehicles have said they plan to drive slowly around Washington, D.C. on the already congested beltway. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Oil prices soared in Asia Monday, jumping as much as 18% in the early session, after reports that the Biden administration is discussing a ban on Russian oil imports. It should be noted the United States continues to buy oil from Russia, as production in the United States is not enough to supply America's needs. Brent oil quickly jumped to nearly $130 a barrel, a level that's sending fears of a major inflationary shock to the global economy. Russia continues to bombard civilians, killing hundreds with indiscriminate shelling. As Ukraine President Zelensky continues to plead for the world to help, Western nations continue to watch from the sidelines, offering weapons but no forces to counter Russia's onslaught. President Zelensky, interpreted by CNN.
It seems it is not enough for the Russian troops, not enough ruined destinies, crippled lives. They want to kill more. For tomorrow, Russia is officially announced an attack on our territory, our defense facilities. Most of them were built decades ago under the Soviet government. They were built in cities, and now they are in the urban setting where thousands of people work and hundreds of thousands live nearby. This is murder, deliberate murder.
Wildfires in Florida forced the evacuation of more than 1,000 homes on Sunday. The Bertha Swamp Road Fire and the Atkins Fire have engulfed 10,000 acres, both in the Florida Panhandle. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
Well, the price of gasoline continues on the rise. They're talking about, what are we up to now? Barrels, a barrel of oil now up to $130 a barrel. I mean, this is what it's looking like. California, Phil Otzenpiller is going to be joining us from California. I mean, he's shocked. I mean, you go to fill up your gas tank, and it's twice as much as what you paid a year ago. I mean, that's absurd, the kind of money it's costing to fill up your gas tank. And I'm seeing signs everywhere from $5, $6. Some, I guess, you know, some gas stations are just it's a race to $7. I don't know. It's reaching record highs, whether it's in California. This is all over the country here right now. The president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, is with us right now. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good morning, and welcome to the $10 gas station. Yeah. How's that?
Wow. Can you imagine? And the thing is, Phil, what I feel for is that most of middle-class America, it's a little bit of a pain. I mean, this is a regressive tax. This is a tax that hits everybody. And but I think about the people at the lower levels. You know, the poor people, what are they doing? You know, these people that have to, I mean, they're barely living hand-to-mouth as it is already, but yet they've got to use their cars and access fuel, or even in particularly in the Northeast, here where I'm on the East Coast, I think of these people that are just getting pulverized in utility bill costs because of the cost of oil and fuel now. And meanwhile, you've got a president who, with the act of a pen, took away our energy independence and gave it to the Russians. And even as the Russians continue to pulverize innocents in Ukraine, he's like God's frozen chosen. He just cannot make a move that would protect the people one way or another, or even make sense for us here. Because I would think that, Phil, even in the short term, just like in World War II, the American spirit is such is that if we understand the vision, understand the pain and why, and it makes sense, we're all in. We're Americans. We're there. We're going to support the cause, you know, for peace and that sort of thing that makes sense. But right now, especially after 2.5 years of absolute absolute insanity that we've had to endure because of COVID, now when he needs the people to be behind him and unified, he doesn't have the gravitas. He doesn't have what it takes to bring us together. And he is the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, and he is missing an action right now. And so his answer is, we'll just send in Kamala.
Yeah, that's encouraging. I think, you know, think about this. Have you ever noticed how somebody like New England Patriots and how they have this winning team constantly, and people get so mad, they say, I want to see them knocked off their pedestal.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of a mindset. But you go back to, why did they keep winning? And it was because of leadership. And the only way that America or any other nation can lead is by leadership. So what we have is we have this ever-eroding America because of a lack of good leadership. And there's no way that he can even step up and understand the complexity of a simple decision. And that is a simple decision like, let's be energy independent. Now, granted, they're saying oil's going to probably go to $200 a barrel. Okay, we're at about 120 right now, last time I looked.
130 is the report I got this morning, Phil.
There you go. Okay, so we're going to hit 200. That means gas will go to minimum $8, maybe $10 a gallon in California, a little bit less across the nation. But also, let's put another thing in perspective. If that's our biggest problem, then that we can live with that one. That's only one of a dozen problems that our president has brought upon our nation. And then if we take it from another perspective, what if we were living in Ukraine right now? Again, another example of what happened, you know, with leadership that is overriding, you know, the Ukrainians with Putin and now, you know, linking arms with China. Everything goes back to leadership, and we are seeing really, really bad leadership. And I know I felt this pain for some of the people that helped me at my house, and, you know, and I increased their salary that I paid them to mow my lawn and things like that. Probably 6 months ago when inflation started hitting, I said, these guys can't make it. I have to do my part. And I think all of us have to realize that that's what we have to lead individually in order to help society be a better place.
Phil, but it starts at the foundation. You and I have been talking about this for months, about returning to first principles. We are, as a country, we are morally bankrupt. The people have to see the corruption, because you know what? The people around the world see the corruption in America. You know, this is why, again, I don't know how people miss this. Of course, the mainstream media is not about to report on it. But in that infamous meeting with Anthony Blinken and the U.S. contingent with the Chinese representatives, and the Chinese basically slapped down Blinken and basically said, how dare you talk to, don't even think you've got high ground here. We know who you are, because they know who they've elite captured, who they saw, because these guys, it's like their lips are sticking out. They're so easily gaffed when it comes to money, and the Chinese have bought them soul, heart, and sinker. They are sold out to the Chinese and any other avenue that throws money in front. In fact, I thought it was pretty disgusting when a Democrat had referred to the women in a trailer park. He says the best way to attract the women, all you have to do, something to this effect, is drag a $100 bill through a trailer park. I said, interesting that you would make that statement, because the way the Chinese look at our politicians is they drag a $100 bill through the beltway, and these politicians are so gaffable that they hook them line and sinker, and they bring them into their fold. And whether it's politicians or basketball players or people in the entertainment field, they have all been gaffed. They've been elite captured by the communist Chinese, and they're morally bankrupt. And at a time when we need them to have credit, but we as American people and the world needs America to have that standing like we've previously had, we're MIA, Phil.
No, exactly. And think about this. We're all too American companies are all too quick to cut ties with Russia, but yet they stay silent on China's, you know, genocide that's going on every day and the corruption that is there. Why? Right. Because there's money coming in the coffers, you know. Mm-hmm. Disney said, hey, we're not going to release new theatrical releases in Russia because of the invasion. And yet at the same time, they're building, you know, they put $5.5 billion investment to build a Shanghai Disney resort.
Right.
In the middle of a province where, where all of this genocide is taking place. Same thing true with Apple, Nike. I mean, you know, put your name on whatever one you want. Greed becomes a driving force Apple reported $25 billion in revenue from the Greater China region first quarter of 22 alone. Now, do you think they're going to turn their back on $25 billion?
I don't think so. Yeah.
No, not going to happen.
No, exactly.
Happen.
Well, we've been exposed, Phil. And I think it's a gut check for all Americans, not just corporate America. It starts with us, we the people. We've got more from Phil after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery. My mother always said that, I don't know what it was, it could have been in the salsa. Either that or maybe a bad churro that kind of gave me this attitude. So I'm sorry. Hopefully it's somewhat entertaining. And if nothing else, you can say at least my kids aren't as bad as Martinez. So hopefully it works out. Hey, what do you think, Phil? I don't know. I mean, you know, it's the comparative. Sometimes, you know, at least my kid's not that bad, so it's okay. So we're trying to set a whole new standard of lowness, if I might say. Speaking of which, hey, you just sent me this deal. I love this, and I saw this from the Babylon Bee. You got to share this with our audience. This is a hoot.
Well, so the Babylon Bee reported that Putin received the Nobel Prize in Medicine for ending the COVID pandemic. So by his simple invasion of Ukraine, everything went away, and all is well. Mask mandates are being dropped. Kids are getting to take their masks off. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. He did request, however, Putin requested that his cure be kept quiet. He doesn't want the world talking about what's happening and the super secret Nobel Prize compound, as he refers to it. That he was hiding from mobs of angry Russian citizens for no apparent reason. So we've got good news. Putin is up for the Nobel Peace Prize in medicine.
For ending COVID. And also ending Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci's been gone. Yeah, what happened?
You know, I think what happened to Fauci is I think he just, every time I saw him, he seemed to get shorter and shorter. I think he finally just kind of dissolved into nothing. I don't
just
know
shrank away with his 330 million. Adam Andrzejewski had done a report on and a reveal on his retirement. We would all love to work for the government and end up with this kind of retirement. And of course, his wife gets a nice little retirement as well. I mean, you know, government been very good to the Faucis.
Well, here's what I'd say. Had he retired a year earlier, I would have thrown it a little bit to get him out early.
Yeah, I think so. I think we would have...
The money is the least of our problem with Fauci.
Could you imagine? We'd have been passing buckets in every church across the country. Our second collection service is to send Dr. Fauci off in a nice, peaceful retirement. We're going to get in trouble here. You know that.
That's too good, right? Well, in all seriousness, it shows you how, I'm going to say on one hand, stupid and how bad we really are on an upper level.
Yeah.
When somebody like Fauci can stay in that role, change his tune 100 times, and really now we find out the very conservative numbers right now. We just reported this on American Faith a couple of days ago. The most conservative numbers, and they think it's 3 to 4 times this number, is one out of every 35 people who've received the vaccine have died. And that's CDC numbers. So
yes,
we know if that's what they're reporting, what's the real number?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have a dear friend of mine almost died of heart attack post-vaccination. We just had dinner with him over the New Year's holiday, and like 3-4 days later, he's in the hospital with a heart attack, and the doctor said it's COVID related. You know, and we say this. Look, I get it. This is, you know, even the number 1 out of 35. You know, buyer must be aware. There must be informed consent, and we're not being informed about this risk. We're just told just the opposite, that, you know, you got to do your part to make sure that everybody's safe. Well, at what cost? 1 in 35 are going to end up with a fatal situation here. And as Dr. Ryan Cole pointed out, when there was at the time 16,000 people that have died post-vaccination, there'd only been one autopsy. That tells you right on its face they're really not sincere and intentional about finding out the results, because they don't have to, because they are they're free from liability, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this thing has been a setup from the beginning. And I mean, I think people are seeing it. I think they're going to see it in greater degree. You know, our good friend Doug Mahaffey is leading this class action suit against the airlines. And, you know, he's done, you know, basically interviews with, I think he said, somewhere around 40 to 50 doctors. And they vary everything from the far left in terms of their politics to the far right. They all agree about one thing. Everyone he's talked to agrees. that we could see in the next 5 years, we see some of the greatest health issues from this vaccine that we couldn't even imagine. Not to mention death.
And who's going to pay? Who's going to pay for that, Phil?
Well, we're going to pay for it in our taxes, and we're going to pay for it in our medical insurance policies.
Meanwhile, Big Pharma has enjoyed a huge windfall profit over the last 2.5 years.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. And, you know, if you kind of go back, you know, there's 836,000 deaths from COVID in the United States alone that we know of. They really believe that there's going to be a lot more, because a lot of those were somebody got in a car wreck, had COVID, therefore it's a COVID death.
Exactly.
CDC has said up to 95% of all COVID deaths have happened to Americans with comorbidity. So what does that mean? That means if only you would have given the shot to those with comorbidity, you would have had more people alive today. You'd have had less people with COVID. The other 5% were most likely related to a lack of detail listed about their conditions at the present time of their death. That's according to a CDC report. So what do we have here? We have an ever-evolving science with an ever-evolving variant. And my job, according to Walensky said, is to provide updated guidance in the context of rapidly rising cases. And that is what we've done here to explain to the American people. I'm committed to do so and continue to improve. Okay, so what do we got going on here? We have got craziness running the camps. That's what we've really got. He's a CDC director. The other anchor, Brett Baer, said she couldn't explain how many COVID deaths were in the U.S. from COVID versus with COVID. From COVID, with COVID. You hear that?
Yes.
Little slip of that little change right there? Mm-hmm. So this is a report. If you want to check it out, it's on AmericanFaith.com. It's called CDC Director Can't Find the Answer, How Many Deaths Are from COVID Versus with COVID.
And how many people were dissuaded from taking any precautionary natural supplements, for example? That was ixnayed, you know, by Big Pharma, saying that was not going to do any good. When just on its surface, common sense would say, hey, Phil, this virus is coming in. You might want to do something to fortify your immunity, because that is our natural defense against this virus, right? But the CDC had no recommendation whatsoever. Just wash your hands, stay socially distanced, and, oh, wear these masks that aren't going to do any bit of good for you.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing. You know, how much bad press and how much ill will was sent toward those who refused the vaccine?
Exactly.
And now it seems that those are going to be on the right side of this equation. And, you know, and I don't say that to beat my chest and brag or anything else. I just say that I wanted everyone to be able to make a decision as a human being, as an American, what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And if somebody wanted to get the vaccine, though I disagreed with their decision, I wasn't going to hold that against them. But at the same time, that the opposite was just happening to those who said, I don't want the vaccine. Persecuted, you're not loving people, you're unkind, even the Christian circles. You know, you show your love for your brother by getting the vaccine. I mean, this is craziness, and this happened in the Christian and non-Christian circles.
Yeah. See, and as people of faith and people that know the final chapter of Revelations and the mark of the beast, and you wonder, how could that possibly happen? I'll tell you, all you got to look is at the last 2 years and say, look what happened. This is going to be a slam dunk. You know, for government officials to make sure that we're all properly marked, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, the setup has taken place.
Yeah. The only good news out of that is if you're not properly marked, you may not have to pay $7 a gallon for gas, right?
Well, you know, the electric cars are going to soar now, aren't they?
Yeah, but they may deprive you of electricity. They'll find some way to, you know, control you, if not the air that you breathe. I'm telling you. Phil Hotzenbiller, he's the president and founder of American Faith. Go to AmericanFaith.com. You will be blessed. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it. Take care.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO jets may be heading to Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told CNN that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against Russia's onslaught.
We are working with Poland as we speak to see if we can backfill anything that they provide to the Ukrainians. We very much support them, providing MiGs, Sus, planes that Ukrainians can fly.
A third round of peace talks are in the works for the combatants today. At least seven people are dead, two of them children, younger than five, after multiple tornadoes swept across central and southwest Iowa this past weekend. Six of the fatalities came from the Madison County area just southwest of Des Moines. The National Weather Service received 42 reports of tornadoes in the south central and southwest portion of the Hawkeye State. The tornadoes were worse than forecasters predicted. USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, you know, this month, March, is National Credit Education Month, which means it's time to help educate consumers about the importance of understanding credit scores. Here to help explain all about FICO scores and how to improve yours is the general manager of FICO Score, Sally Taylor. Sally, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Sally, I got to tell you, FICO scores, sometimes the whole idea can be a bit confusing. And it kind of reminds me, I don't know if you remember that movie, City Slickers, when they were out there riding out in the range and they were having a conversation about how you could program your VCR to record another show while you were watching another show on TV, right? And it was just absolutely frustrating and crazy. Finally, you know, the one character just says, look it, he doesn't get it. He'll never get it. Just stop already. We've been talking about it for 3 hours. Sometimes when it comes to FICO scores, it seems a little bit like City Slickers, if I might say.
Well, I think we can clear things up today.
Okay, good. So we're going to get off the horse, and you're going to explain, and it's not going to take us 3 hours to understand what a FICO score is, right?
That's correct.
Wonderful.
That's correct.
Okay, we're in your hands. Tell us, what is a FICO score?
A FICO score summarizes your credit report into a three-digit number. So the credit reports are maintained by the three credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And the FICO score looks at things like, how long have you had credit? How much credit do you have? How much of your available credit is being used? And if you've paid on time. And the FICO score helps lenders determine how likely you are to repay the credit. And this in turn affects how much you can borrow and how much it will cost for you in terms of the interest rate.
Well, that's okay. Everybody understand that? Pretty easy, right? Okay, so why is a FICO score so important, Sally?
The FICO score helps millions of people gain access to the credit that they need to get things like an education or purchase a car or a home or cover emergencies. So millions of consumers rely on their FICO score for their financial future, and we take that responsibility seriously. We know that access to credit is the key building block for economic inclusion and building wealth. And so FICO has been spearheading efforts to help more consumers gain access to credit both safely and responsibly.
So what can we do to improve our FICO score?
Yeah, the good news is that your FICO score is dynamic. It changes with your credit behavior. And so your FICO score today doesn't have to be your FICO score tomorrow. And there are several things that a consumer can do to improve their FICO score, and that includes staying up to date on bills and only applying for credit that you need. And consumers should also actively monitor their FICO score, because research has shown that consumers who frequently check their FICO score are more likely to have a higher credit score.
Excellent. Is it that dynamic from day to day that your FICO score would change? Because I thought in some cases, you know, you're told, well, you know, you had a hard inquiry on your credit report, and it's going to take, you know, months for it to, you know, to be released.
Yeah, so it is dynamic, and it's relative, and that's really the key. It's not 100% the inquiry counts and it doesn't count. It counts less and less as time goes on. So, yes, you can have impact your FICO score on a daily basis if your information changes daily.
Mm-hmm. So how do you suggest that we monitor our FICO score?
Really important that you're looking at your actual FICO score, because this is the score that 90% of lenders use. If it doesn't say FICO score, it most likely is not the FICO score. There are several ways that you can monitor your FICO score. For one, over 200 financial institutions give their customers free access to their FICO scores, the same ones that they look at to manage your account. And that means that people can receive their FICO scores through their institution on their monthly statements or on their mobile app or on their web portal. You can also go to myfico.com to monitor your FICO score.
Okay, we're getting the straight skinny from the one that knows, General Manager of FICO Score, Sally Taylor herself. Sally, why is it sometimes when we apply for credit, I guess maybe this is just the choice of the lending institution, they will not use all three ratings, but they may use one, and that's what they use consistently, and they don't necessarily want to pay attention to the other two. Because sometimes what will happen is you may have a better FICO score with one service, but not the other. Why that difference?
Yeah, not all lenders pull all three credit bureaus. It's not always necessary for them, and they choose. There are sometimes, like often with a mortgager, you will get all three credit scores, and the lenders will often take like the middle score of the three.
If they take all three, to the best of your knowledge, which one seems to be used more often? Is that a fair question to ask?
They're about equal. Every lending institution really makes their choices about which credit bureau they use.
Mm-hmm. Can FICO help people with no credit history, like, let's say, young adults or immigrants?
Sure. The good news is that lenders want to borrow or lend to new borrowers, so those who have limited credit history just pose a little bit of a challenge for the lender's ability to assess their identity and their credit risk. And to address this, FICO's led the way in the use of alternative data. And what that means is information like, you know, do you pay your telco and your utilities, or the information you have on your checking account. We look at this sort of information with other scores that we've introduced, like the FICO Score XD and the Ultra FICO Score. In fact, we can score 90% of credit-eligible consumers in the U.S. The other important thing is that at FICO, we're committed to financial education. We created a program called Score a Better Future. It's a financial education program. We work with nonprofits nationwide and help consumers understand their credit and their overall financial health. Our next virtual event will be held this April, and it's free. So your listeners can go to scoreabetterfuture.com for more information.
What a great idea. I mean, because when you're looking at your financial condition, you know, credit is so important. And Sally, I've heard that, boy, improving your credit score by even 20 points makes a huge difference in the amount of money in interest that you may be paying for your next loan, right?
That's correct.
So, again, your recommendation, monitor, stay on top of it, because oftentimes people find their credit score, their rating is not correct. There are errors there. I mean, after all, we are all human. We can all make mistakes. But, FICO and the credit agencies are working hard. And, of course, they're being responsive to consumers. It's not like they're just saying, hey, tough, that's just the way it is, right?
Well, that's right. So if you do see an error on your credit report, there are processes, dispute processes through the three major credit bureaus to handle that. And every time you apply for credit, you would know, because when if the lender uses a credit report and a score, they would let you know why you didn't get the credit. And pay attention to what those reasons are, because they can be a clue to what's on your credit report. But more importantly, just monitor your credit and monitor your score.
Well, we've been talking with Sally Taylor. She is the Vice President General Manager for Scores FICO, responsible for business development, product management, marketing, analytic, and software development, and analytic delivery for global syndicated FICO score products. Sally, as we wrap things up, is there anything else you would like to add? And again, remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would.
Developed the initial FICO score more than 30 years ago to eliminate subjective biases in loan decisions so that consumers can get access to credit. And before that, human bias could play a factor, and FICO scores don't consider race or age or gender or marital status. And we support making the financial system more inclusive, which really benefits everyone, both consumers and lenders alike. And to learn more about credit scores and how you can improve yours, you can just visit myfico.com.
Thank you, Sally Taylor. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're standing by for Adam Holtz. Yes, the one and only PluggedIn.com director. He's got all the reviews and heads up on what we can be on the watch for regarding our entertainment and what's happening in TV world and movie world, not to mention our culture at large as we continue to watch the devastating bombing of Ukraine and what is happening there. And boy, I'll tell you what I don't know how to put it. It's just so frustrating, and it angers me that here in this country. And look at I get it that most of you would say, hey, look at Bill, we got to avoid a war. Yeah, but you avoid a war before you get to that point where you have no other choice but to go to war. You know what I'm saying? And there were things that were clearly poorly executed. And Afghanistan was only one part of it, but that should give you an idea of the systemic problem that exists with, I would say certainly with Barack Obama, because he was a leader from behind type of president when it came to international issues. The evidence is clear. It's empirical. It's without argument. And of course, we're seeing Biden doing the same thing. And interesting, I was going to bring this up with Daniel Natale, because it's interesting that we have the same cast of characters that have been involved with our, you know, compromising policies in the past that messed up this whole situation with Russia to begin with. And I mean, they're the same guys that couldn't figure out how to how to get the spelling right on that reset button that Hillary Clinton had given to the president of Russia at the time. So you got the same people here, and guess what? Their poor decisions now are haunting them, and beyond a haunt, I say haunting them, I mean, it's haunting us. Eventually, it will get to them because of what they're what they've been doing and how they have become a pariah and all that that represents. Adam Holtz is with us now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
As I've been saying, we're still heavy of heart. You know, Adam, this is, I cannot bear to watch, but I have to watch. You have to watch what's happening to Ukrainian people. You have to hear their cries, you know, for, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're our only chance here. I mean, they are all but begging Joe Biden to do his thing, but Joe Biden don't know his thing. And the thing is I go back to say there is a reason that God blessed America. And I understand people saying, well, we're not supposed to be the police of the world, but we're supposed to be something of the world. I mean, when you look at what happened after World War One and World War Two, America's there. We have faltered since then because I think that we failed to heed the warning of President Eisenhower, who said that we had to beware of the military-industrial complex. And by that, it was that deep state, in a sense, that that entity, that powerful entity that would do everything to get us into war. Now, there is a time for war. There's a time for peace. And when you get out of sync of what God has defined as a time for war and time for peace, I think you get you have hell to pay. And I believe that we've done that in several instances, you know, whether we're talking about Vietnam, whether we're talking about the war in Afghanistan, and there's probably other instances as well that you could refer to and say that we did not follow God's lead appropriately. And I can appreciate why people are hesitant, because we're not getting the whole truth. We don't understand what's going on. We don't know. We didn't know that Joe Biden had an opportunity to fortify the Ukraine's on several occasions and purposely held back. And this even goes back to when he was vice president. And if you remember, they didn't, you know, their idea was, oh, you got trouble, you're being threatened, so we're going to send you some blankets. And, oh, yeah, that we've got $1 billion here for you, but you're not going to get that $1 billion unless you fire that prosecutor that's going after my son's business here for corruption. But, you know, no big deal, you know, and the people just kind of, they kind of stuck their head in the sand about that. But yet for Donald Trump, boy, they just wanted to go absolutely apoplectic and have an impeachment and cost the people $70 million worth of our hard-earned tax money, and they were irresponsible in spending that money because they knew going into this whole mess that it was a mess, that there was really, it wasn't appropriate for them to, you know, pursue that as another round of impeachment because they got so ticked off because the first one didn't work. But here we are. Here we are.
Here we are. Yeah, here we are. We're in a mess, and there are so many layers here of, you know, how do we even begin to think about this? And my wife is, I think, almost annoyed with how much I'm reading about it because I've just read voraciously trying.
Well, don't have her listen in right now then.
No, she's at work. So
okay.
It's all good.
All right. She goes, yeah, way to go, Adam. Yeah. You and Martinez are at it again. Now it's like, I can't even eat lunch. Thank you.
No, I enjoy history and I enjoy understanding how things work. And unfortunately, you know, the old saying goes, we have to live life forward, but we understand things backwards. And my, you know, personal response to so much of what's going on is let's let them have it. You know, can't we do something? And yet, as I've read, I understand, you know, there's all sorts of risks here that you just don't know where does it end up. And, mm-hmm. And so I certainly could level all sorts of criticisms at the current administration, you know, as we're talking about in terms of what the miscues and the mm-hmm. misfires, and does this happen if Donald Trump is still in office? I don't think so.
Yeah, but that you can't even pose that question anymore because it's irrelevant.
You can't.
Because
no,
what it is,
but it's.
We got the horse that we voted into office. So he's the guy, and what we can do as people of faith is pray heartily to God that God would give him wisdom and that he would make the right choice. And there's no doubt a courageous choice is necessary. A courageous choice that matches up with the president of Ukraine who was offered. I mean, this is amazing. And I think it's, in a sense, it's a bit disgusting that the United States would offer the president of Ukraine a way out like they did for the president of Afghanistan. Say, we'll get you on a bus out of here. You know, we'll get you on a plane out of here. You don't have to worry about this. Oh, okay, so I'm going to leave my people who are getting massacred. That's courageous. You know, give me a break. You know, and that was quite an indication and an example of why people look to President Zelensky in such higher honor. Yeah, he may have won Dancing with the Stars version of Ukraine, and he was a comedian and a funny guy, but man, I'm telling you, he has stepped up as an international leader, right?
He has. And, you know, I think I wanted, what I wanted to say a minute ago and just kind of taking a step sideways, yeah, I mean, we have seen him absolutely move from being a kind of low-level celebrity to, you know, George Washington of the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that this has reminded us of is, oh, yeah, this is what real evil looks like, Bill. Mm-hmm. Not Zelensky, obviously, but Putin. And I think in the last 30 years or so, we've sort of lost track of, we've lost the scent on good and evil. And
yes.
So we get all this woke stuff and we get talk about evil. But no, this is actually, this is what evil really looks like in practice. Right. And our policies either combat that or they aid and abet it, you know? And it's been a stark reminder that, whatever progress we have had in the last three decades has not stamped out the reality that evil is out there, and you have guys like Putin. He's just, is he crazy? Is he calculating? Is he something else? Is he dying of cancer, as some of the rumors are saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Right.
But he is unleashing unspeakable evil, and as you said, the one thing I can do is pray. And then there may be opportunities to give to humanitarian causes.
Well, a lot of people
that,
are giving.
That make a real impact.
Well,
but
it's
scams all over the place there.
Yeah, millions of dollars are being generously provided to the people of Ukraine. But they need more than that. They need firepower.
Right.
And
right. No, I mean, fundraising isn't going to solve the problem that they're facing right now.
Yeah. Well, this is a transactional issue. See, partly what's going on here, Adam, and to hear you talk, it reminds me of the children of Israel. Remember when God told the children of Israel, go into the promised land and take it, and they didn't take it, and he says, okay, well, it's not yours now. I mean, we're going to step back. And then they decide, oh, yeah, we sinned, we messed up, let's go ahead, and we'll go back, and you know, Moses said, don't do it, and they went ahead and did it, right? And then they got clobbered. See, I think a little bit of this could potentially be taking place, is that we might knee-jerk react and say, look, we missed a window of opportunity, and I believe God gave us that opportunity in which to deal with this bully. And some people may rush in. Their human desire is, okay, we see the error of our ways, let's rush into it. We say, whoa, wait a minute. And this is where real prayer comes into play here. The effectual, fervent prayer comes into play, and that is that we have to go to God first and say, God, sorry. We missed it. We missed our opportunity because I believe that you have sanctified America. You've set us apart for a time such as this, and we blew it. And we've got to ask for forgiveness first and get right with God. When we get right with God, then we'll be able to take on another nuclear power fearlessly and with power and be able to neutralize this devastation. But meanwhile, because of the error of our ways, you've got all this this human casualty rate that continues to increase. Does that make sense?
Totally. No, I mean, it's a, you know, we just stack error upon error and here we are.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, for many of us, what we have is prayer, but it's that effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. And it starts with being righteous. If you're not righteous, get righteous and then pray and see what happens. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.